Lesson 6. This is Commander Dana. I hope that you are ready to have a great time in Super Kid Academy today, in your children's church. Let me challenge you with this. Think big. I know that's the title of your lesson today, but can I just tell you, as a teacher, if you will think big for your kids, if you'll think big for your children's church, if you'll think big for your lesson time today, the truth of this lesson will come through to the kids. Now, I know you're going to be letting them know that our Heavenly Father thinks big and that He created a big world for us to live on. He created a big future for us. He even thought big when He sent Jesus to save us. But you know what? We're His kids. We don't have a big God that's doing big things because we're supposed to think small. No. I like to let the kids know, I like to paint a picture for them that when God started this whole thing with us, when he made His first two earthly kids and put them on this earth, He gave them the entire planet to rule. And I like to challenge the kids and invite the kids to think bigger. I like to do things like this, and I know I mentioned this in my written word to you, that I like to ask the kids, try to think of the biggest thing that you would ever like to do with your life. What would be the ultimate big life that you could live? I like to even, sometimes I've even had the kids, close their eyes, take a minute, and just dream big dreams, think big thoughts, because God has a big plan for us. Why should we think so small? The world that we live in, we do give attention to, I think, people that do big things. But there's so many things that are in our lives, there's so many things that are in our society that are trying to push us into a small place. It's the opposite of the way God does things. Point number 3 on your written outline says this: our Father will give us the desires of our heart. You know, that's a great scripture, but if you allow the desires of your heart to be small and really with not a lot of impact, well, you've really limited what God can do with you. Let the kids know, if you think small, you'll probably be small and do small. If you think big, you'll be able to live big and do big things with your life. You'll have a big impact on people. You'll be a big help to others. You'll be the child that your God wants you to be, that your Father wants you to be. Now, I like, sometimes when I'm teaching this kind of subject, I like to bring some oversized things to use as props. I might even bring the absolute biggest, most outlandish, oversized Bible I can find. And I'll say, kids, I decided to go ahead and bring my big Bible today because I'm thinking big. You know, I'll just try to think of some things like that. And this morning, kids, when I had breakfast, and maybe I'll bring out some huge oversized cereal box or whatever, just things to get the kids to lock in their memory that what we talked about today was big. Encourage them to have big dreams, and let them know that God's the one that brings our dreams to pass. He makes our dreams come true, but if we will fashion our thoughts and our dreams to the way that He thinks, there's nothing that they can't do. There's nothing they can't be for the big God that we serve.